Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In Barbara Tufford's delightful children's book, Ralphie and Friends, fun-loving friends go on adventures all over the world and beyond. It is, after all, about the life of dogs. Barbara is a retired master groomer and avid animal lover. Her goal is to share this lighthearted series to lift who is down, change frowns into smiles, and most of all, take a few minutes to forget about the stress of everyday living. Barbara Tufford, author of Ralphie and Friends, our guest on This Week in America. Barbara, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's really great being here.
The book will do just that. It will forget everything that's going on in the crazy world. We're going to block everything out and just sort of escape for a while and enjoy your book series. The book we're talking about in particular here is Ralphie and Friends. Let's talk about the inspiration for writing these books. So well done, so cute, such a great message in there as well. How did this all come about?
Well, actually, I've always been a poet, and I always wanted to write, but I never could draw anything like that. So how it really began was everything seemed to be changing in the world, or in the U.S. here, and with COVID, unfortunately, and people find things to do. And one day I was sitting there looking at my garage floor, and I started seeing patterns. And I thought, huh, that would be funny if I started drawing on the floor. So I went ahead and started drawing on my floor. And all of a sudden, all these animals start popping up, and I have no idea where that came from, because I could draw stick people. That's about it. And my husband said, well, you ought to make children's stories. How about that? You know how to rhyme. And I thought, you know what? I never thought about that. But I said, I'd have to have somebody draw these for me. And he said, well, look, you drew that all over the floor. So I took what I had on the floor as a template and thought, well, let me try to put it on paper. And it just started coming together. And I was just, it's still jaw-dropping for me, because it's like a miracle, just like zap. And I sat down, and all of a sudden it just started pouring out of me. A good friend of mine, Kelly Knight, she had a dog I just loved. His name was Ralphie. He's a little Shih Tzu, but I chose to use this cute little Ralphie look, a beagle-ish friend of mine. But anyway, so that's how Ralphie got started.
Interesting.
And I took a lot of my personal things that have I've been through. I've parachuted, kayak, all these great things I love to do. And I implemented them into what Ralphie and his friends would do if it was just a dog's life. And I went from there.
It's all so well done in Barbara's series. That the book specifically today is Ralphie and Friends. There are several others we'll mention as we go throughout the program. Ralphie and Friends continue and Up, Up, and Away, Ralphie. All of the books available, of course, at the usual places. We'll send you to Barbara's website, and I'll give that to you here in a couple of minutes. Litprime.com, one place to go, of course, Amazon. And you can order specifically at Barbara's website, which is toughdogstaff.com. That's TUFFDOGSTAFF.com. We'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and I'll give that to you a couple more times. So you can grab something and get information on the book there as well. Future books. I mentioned the three that all have Ralphie, a very adventurous Ralphie. What are you working on? What are some of the future books?
Well, actually, I have one coming out. It'll be on Amazon 2 to 3 weeks. And it is Ralphie and Mopsy Goes to Africa. It's a place that I've treasured. I've always wanted to go there. One of my favorites is Diane Fossey and her work with the mountain gorilla. And I thought, how would it be if they went to Africa? So because I've read so much up on it, I thought, well, I guess I can really go. I might not take the airplane to get there, but I can go there through Ralphie.
Yes.
So he has a terrific time catching up with some of his friends. And so it's a really cute, cute story.
When will that be out?
2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, so imminently. So keep watching for that as well. And you can do that at Barbara's website, which is toughdogstaff.com, T-U-F-F. DOGSTAFF.com. Information on the books. You can order the books there as well. And you will want to do that. As Barbara's talking about all these adventures, that some that she'd like to go on, but she's going to send Ralphie, see how he likes it before she takes off and does it on her own. Did you always have this talent, this ability to capture these stories and to tell them in such a creative way?
Not at the beginning. My poetry, yes. I started that when I was about 7 or 8. All the books I've read were all rhyming books, of course, because I just loved the format of the whole thing. And that's where it all came from. I think it's a style of, back then, Green Eggs and Ham, Cat in the Hat was my favorite story of all time. And I think it's a little, Ralphie and Friends has that typical rhyming with the stories, like
yes.
The Cat in the Hat. Yeah, I'm kind of stuck there. But
well, I know what you mean. That the cadence as you're reading that, it brings back all of those classic Dr. Seuss stories. It's so much fun to read. It's fun to read out loud too, because of the again the cadence you have there, the ability to rhyme, and it's fun. The kids want to read it to the adults, but it's so much fun. The adults want to read it to the kids. It's going to be who's going to read the story, because there's so much fun to read. What about what you hope to accomplish? These are just great stories. But beyond that, there really is a message there, too, with Ralphie and his friends and the world they live in. What do you hope to accomplish with Ralphie and Friends?
Well, I'm hoping to accomplish the biggest thing, and that's put a smile on everybody I can's face, especially now. Even the adults really enjoy these little stories, and my family and friends were behind me and really, really wanted me to put this out there, so I am, and I just hope that people will forget all their troubles, their woes, just even if it's for a little time. Kick back, listen to the love and friendship that they all have, the solutions to their problems. It's just bonding. I just love the whole bonding that comes naturally.
Yes.
And, you know.
Well, and this is such a great book to read.
Yes.
The kids can read alone. The kids can read to their parents. They can read it together. They can talk about it, some of these experiences. Maybe the parents have wanted to do this or actually have done some of the experiences that Ralph and friends go through that they can actually talk about. And I mentioned, too, these are not just some far-off fantasy. A lot of these are what actual events or events that you've researched and would like to do yourself.
Absolutely. And there are things that have happened. I do have another upcoming book. I haven't even named it, of course, yet, but it is going to be a kayaking adventure for Ralphie. And he does come into a little problem here and there, but of course, all his friends are right there. Everybody helps each other. That's what they do on the river. And it's quite an adventure they take down the river. But my next upcoming book will be The Treasure Hunt, and they will be going to the Amazon River, which will be real exciting. I can't wait.
Interesting. And the kids are learning something, too, about new things, you know, new travel adventures, and maybe give them the travel bug as well as they're reading that. If Ralphie's having this much fun, I'd like to try this when I grow up. And maybe an adult would go like, you know, I'd like to do this here. Am I getting any younger? Maybe now's the time to do that. So many ideas that will come out of Ralphie and Friends, the other books, Ralphie and Friends Continue and Up, Up and Away, Ralphie. Books available by our guest on the program. Instagram, Barbara Tufford. That's T-U-F-F-O-R-D. If you're Googling, your website is toughdogstaff.com. T-U-F-F-D-O-G-S-T-A-F-F.com. Book available at Amazon, litprime.com, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I get the impression these characters are not just necessarily characters to you. How do you feel about these characters? It almost sounds like they're part of your family at this point.
They have become part of my family. I have just fell in love with Ralphie and his friends. I sure do hope everybody else does. All these animals on his travels have become his friends. He goes back and forth visiting, and he does have some special friends, and they do not live on Earth. They do come from another galaxy, which is very exciting for Ralphie. So they do plan on doing a little travel outside of the hemisphere. But for right now, it's going to be great that Mopsy is going to be coming here to Earth and just see what it's all about, a little bit about what the world has to offer here.
With us on the program, Barbara Tufford. We're talking about Ralphie and Friends, the other two books. We've got those, the video version you'll find on YouTube. You can Google it. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Click on videos and watch it there. The book covers for all of the books available at Barbara's website. I'll give you that a couple more times here before we leave the program. Let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to the beginning here. When you decided to write and to draw, you had this poetry background, which you've morphed into being able to tell so well the Ralphie stories. What's this been like for you to take this talent that you've got and the poetry and turn it into the children's series, the drawing, which started in the basement with the floor, and all of a sudden you've got people. I love the illustrations. They add so much character to the storytelling. What's it like to actually have these stories out there and people being able to read and enjoy them, families being able to read and enjoy them?
Oh, geez, it makes me feel so good. I just never would have dreamt I could bring something to somebody. I always wanted to leave something for my grandchildren. And I thought, what a better way. And that's the biggest reason why I decided to have books published. And it just kept on flowing. And my grandkids just love my books. And, of course, they are a little bit older, and they still enjoyed it. And I guess that was the incentive, that they can share it with their children and know who their Meemaw was. That's the way I see it.
Well, and it's interesting because you're impacting families, children all around the country, probably literally all around the world that you'll never know, never meet, but they're able to read the Ralphie and Friends in the series and enjoy those and put those there. They read them to their kids. Their kids will read them to their kids. It'll be passed along. And the book is certainly of that quality that you will do that. Barbara's website is toughdogstaff.com, T-U-F-F-D-O-G-S-T-A-F-F.com. You get information on the books there. You can order the books there as well. The book available at litprime.com, the publisher, Amazon, all of the usual places. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's go back and talk about that when this all started for you. And I know you've talked about Dr. Seuss, and that was sort of the inspiration for your imagination. Talk about that, because, and there's a whimsical nature there too, as you're talking about where you discovered to start drawing and to see what you could do. Talk about how important that is for especially young people to unleash that imagination and to express themselves.
Well, that is the biggest part. Always follow your dreams, always, and never give up, no matter even if you fall. No matter if it just doesn't seem like it's working out, never give up, never quit. Because if you quit, then it's all over. So you have to really strive for everything that you believe in, everything that you want in life. Life will treat you good as long as you treat it good. And just, you know, I think Ralphie and Friends is a wonderful, wonderful short stories for people of all ages, and Ralphie's just an upcoming hopefully good friend of everybody he touches.
Well, and I think will be. And it sounds like another story coming out. This is going to be an ongoing friendship with Ralphie and friends. And I'm sure you've got a bunch of ideas you're working on. This is pretty much limitless, isn't it, with all of your adventures and your imagination.
Ralphie can do. What would be really nice, too, is if people would maybe get with me and say, hey, I would love to see Ralphie. You know, give me a few ideas. I can always make things happen. And like I said, when we were talking about the writing and everything, I did go and I went ahead to the get my laureate certificate through the International Poetry Library. I've had a couple poems that were... thank goodness, published, and I went from there, took that whole course, and it's really helped guide me to where I got here today with these books, and the pictures just are just a God-given gift. I don't know how else to explain how I was able to do all
well,
this.
It sounds just, like that. It just sort of happened. There was some divine inspiration there for you to come up with that and to do that. And Barbara mentions the poetry, two of her poems published in the International Library of Poetry, Thoughts and Keepsakes. So very talented with poetry as well, focusing now on taking that foundation and telling the great stories that she does of Ralphie and friends. The book specifically we're talking about today, we've talked about all of them, Ralphie and Friends. The others, Ralphie and Friends Continue, Up, Up, and Away, Ralphie. And what's the newest one coming out in a couple of weeks?
That will be Ralphie and Mopsy Goes to Africa.
That will
That'll be an excellent, exciting adventure.
I can't wait to read that. And there's so much. Keep watching for Barbara and all of her books. And again, the website is toughdogstaff.com. That's TUFFDOGSTAFF.com. That's Barbara's website. Information on all of her books there. You can get information. You can order the books. Contact, I'm sure, there. So if you've got an idea where you'd like to see Ralphie go, maybe outer space would be a great place for Ralphie. That's happening now. He could go with Jeff Bezos the next time the Amazon money goes up to space. So any idea you can share with Barbara. The book published by litprime.com. The book available, of course, at Amazon and all the usual places. Plenty of places to buy the book. It's a great addition to a family library. You can consider it educational as well as a travelogue and as well as entertaining. All of those, it fits into all of those categories. Barbara Tufford, T-U-F-F-O-R-D. Barbara, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Continued success with Ralphie and Friends. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. It was so nice to meet you.
Same here. It's been a pleasure having you here, and you'll enjoy the book series. You'll find it available at litprime.com, Amazon, Barbara's website, Ralphie and Friends. Her website, once again, toughdogstaff.com. Tough is T-U-F-F. And if you're spelling Tufford, to Google it, it's T-U-F-F-O-R-D. I think we covered spelling on everything, so we'll get people connected with you and the excellent book series that you've done and all of this information, if you're traveling and you can't write it down, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.